Welcome to BK Awakening Souls Podcast, a show where we explore life's lessons and how to apply them for the benefit of your happiness. And now, from Brother's Keeper, your host, Todd.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Thanks for joining us. Sean D, I love seeing you dance every time our intro music's coming on, man. You know this tune's got rhythm and beat, man. We're bringing it. What's up,
Sanchez? It brings the bounce,
it's
man.
Fire. Yeah, it does.
I'm just hiding my phone. Sorry,
yeah, turn everybody. Your phone yeah, off, sorry, Dave. We got serious fucking business going on here. Yeah. We were just watching a funny clip on a movie from the 80s when they used the F word over and over and over. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Cool,
what
man.
We're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. We got a job YouTube. To do right now. This is what we just normally do anyway. But cool. Thanks for joining us today. We got a cool title, The Truth Shall Set You Free. We've seen it in so many movies. Remember Liar Liar when he couldn't tell the truth? And then, I mean, he couldn't lie.
Yeah,
And then he had to find a way to win by using the truth, you know? And the chick was 17 instead of 18, so the prenup wasn't legal. And he's like, the truth shall set you free. And so, you know, when we're out in the business world running around doing those things, there's those people that you find that just seem to really have a hard time with the truth,
yeah.
You know? And it's just like, there are people that even when the truth is better, they'll still tell you a lie, man. You got to pay attention to these people, and it's not hard to see usually.
No, and even when the truth, maybe it's 2% of a lie or 5% of a lie, and you're like, you're such an idiot. Nobody in the room
is
believing you right now.
Dude, we can feel the difference between the two parts, man. Why would you add that in? You're ruining it.
Yeah, you could have left. You should shut up. Just shut up.
Right.
Don't say anything.
Say less, man. Say less. Yeah.
And they get burned. Every time they'll work themselves out of the deal, out of the room. There goes the reputation. Pretty soon, nobody wants to be associated with them because eventually they burn themselves down. It's just.
Dude, there's a song for in Mormon church. There's a primary song by this band called Primary Colors.
Yeah.
And it's like, when you tell one lie, it leads to another. So you tell two lies to cover each other. Then you tell three lies.
Oh,
and oh, brother, you're in trouble up to your ears, man. And that's what lies do. They fucking spread, man. They just keep multiplying. And then, you know, the song talks about it. And you'll live a life filled with worry and fear. When you start lying,
it just gets going
and you're spinning and spinning and spinning. And then all of a sudden you're just like, oh my gosh, I've dealt with people that are totally pathological. The truth would be better and they'll lie. I'm just like, why would you do that, man?
But they have the intellect to kind of try to keep it straight,
well,
but not really. You'll catch them.
Not really. You're mostly like, you'll have a feeling like, there's no way. This feels like a lie, but there's no way this person would stare me dead in the eyes and lie like this. And you bet your fucking ass they'll lie to you like that in your face, right? It happens. We've seen it. We've just been through this shit, you know?
I heard one of the stupidest lies I've ever heard in my life a few weeks ago.
Was it that I'm not a medium husky?
No,
that is not true. No. I am full blown husky.
No, you're okay. You're a tall, thick and large. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Big and tall.
Yeah, big
I'm
and tall.
Big and I'm tall. A big and tall store guy.
No, yeah. Dude, this lady told me that her father founded Amco Transmissions in 70 something countries, whatever. And I blow transmissions out like it's my job. Like I'm dropping transmissions all the time in my vehicle. So I clued in on it. And I say, hey, where'd the name Amco come from? Because I'm quizzing. I don't believe her, but I'm going to quiz.
Yeah.
Just a little push. See if there's pushback. Oh, that was the name of our family dog. And I'm like, nobody's going to name their family dog Amco. Come here, Amco. Come here. Come here. Roll over,
I don't
Amco.
Think you're supposed to say the name, bro, on the podcast. I don't know about that.
Amco's a fine company.
Beep it out. Don't say it anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Sean, can you
No,
that?
Totally. It's like a lie right in your face.
It was so grandioso.
Yeah.
That
just like who would ever believe this? Why would you try this?
Yeah, why would you try this? Because this is easy to uncover.
Seriously, I'm in the parking lot. I'll meet you there, you know? Like right now. I'm 2 minutes away and you know you're in Texas so weird stuff like that happens and it's true. So
it gets
really heavy and you're in a constant state of paranoia and you know, like, look, I've lied two or three times in my life and I remember how it felt. It was terrible. I was just so worried about it, you know, and then finally I came clean and you know, just said, look, man, this is, I just really failed. And you got to go through it a few times before you learn, you know, like even if you're a little kid, maybe you learned young. That's awesome. You got caught, you know, stealing candy and, you know, your dad did a really good thing and grounded you and like beat your ass or whatever that you needed
straighten
the lesson,
so
right?
You don't learn. You're
but
not
you have to learn at some point the lesson that lies will never get you there faster. It doesn't matter. Lies look like a shortcut, or you're scared of the consequences if you tell the truth. Whatever the reason you tell a lie, the thing you're avoiding is less pain than carrying the lie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, please understand this. Do not think you're going to think it's a shortcut and you're going to want to fib in that moment. Look at me right now and remember my face. Tell the truth. It will work out better. I guarantee it. You will not live in a state of fear and concern because the truth is just right there. Mm-hmm. Our stresses come from things that should be something other than what they are. When I say that I love the truth, I just want to recognize my life for what it really is. Okay. And that's when I find peace. When I'm calling, if my life is a mess and I'm saying it's awesome and a beautiful thing, then it's not true and it's not feeling good. If my life is a mess and I'm calling it a mess, that feels good because it's what it is. It's what the truth is, and your heart wants to be involved in the truth.
And all the people that know you, all the people that are looking in from the outside, be like, man, that dude, it's a mess right now.
So right.
It's congruent. And you're like, yeah, I know. I'm telling everybody it's a mess.
No, man,
like,
it's a mess. This conversation would be weird if I wouldn't acknowledge it.
Yeah,
you
I'm
going
to sort it out.
No,
it's really messy
right
now.
Totally. And that you're going to go through these times. Life is... It's an ebb and flow. It's up and down. You know, it's yin and yang. And so you're going to go through times when you're like, man, I'm in one right now. I've been like, man, so off for the last 9 months. I mean, look, not off. Everything normal in my life went away. And, you know, I went in the desert and started wandering around. And I've not been who I should be. You know, I'm not responsible like I should be in some ways, and I've not fulfilled some obligations that I should have, and I'm trying to put that back together right now and get some stability back in my life. But anyway, this is to the point of the truth. When I can acknowledge, look, man, I haven't gotten it done, instead of being like, oh, why are you up my case and why are you this, and it's not anybody else, man, it's me. I need to acknowledge the truth.
Well, and you're touching on something right there that's about defensive. If everybody's like, hey, why are you, and you're
seriously?
Like, you know, Don't get defensive, because that's also you trying to cover your lie.
The defensiveness is how you know that they're probably right.
That's true.
If it wasn't true, you'd just be like, whatever.
Yeah, whatever somebody just said about you, it stung a little bit, because there's a truth to it.
Yeah. And
maybe a small amount of truth.
And there usually
you're getting defensive.
Look,
if
somebody says something, there's usually 2% truth in that.
Minimum.
Yeah. Like from two to something a better. Just look at it, man. You have to be willing to look at it. And the more triggered you are by that statement, the closer it hit to home.
So how do you back somebody down from being that, you know, that real triggered defensive where they get the red face, they get all temperamental and stupid?
I totally
what do you
get
suggest,
it.
Man?
This because is a this is you... a hard one, because I'm someone who gets accused of a lot of things that I don't do. My life looks very different from the outside than it does from behind my eyes.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of people that are like, nah, man, no. And so there are times when I'm like, look, man, you don't know what it is, so stop saying you know what it is. And that gets me a little hot, because people are like, well, no, what do you think? And I'll tell them, well, this is what I think. No, you think this. You think I'm going to argue with you about what I think, man? I know better what I think than you do. And if you're not willing to acknowledge that, I don't really know what we have to talk about. I'm not going to pretend I know what you think better than you, as long as you're not going to pretend that you know what I think better than me. Mm. Okay. And so I get a little hot in that realm right there. Just like, you cannot be this obtuse that you seriously think I'm lying to you and you know what it is in my head. But people do this all the time. It's very normal.
Yeah, because if you're going to call them a liar, or you're going to call them out on one thing they said, and they get that instant defensive, then you're like, okay, back that down.
Right.
What's the reapproach? Or just walk away and let them maintain.
So on the defensive side for me, when someone's like, you did this, and I'm like, what? No, I didn't. Hold on, Tom.
Yeah.
Clearly something's there, man. Let's go back and let's review the situation again and zoom out this time. Don't look at it through my eyes. Look at it through somebody who might be watching in the room, okay?
And that's much more mature.
That's more mature. And so when I feel that, I know that there's something to look at. Mm-hmm. And so I got to take a hike and I got to figure out what is going on. And as long as I acknowledge the truth and then come back, you know what? Look, I looked at this some more and here's what I saw. And I understand why you said it. That's not what it was for me, but I understand how you said it, and I'll do better. I'll show up better, you know? And that's
advanced.
What else can you do, man? We're humans. You're gonna fuck it up.
Yeah.
You're gonna mess it up, and you either have a choice to be like, no, I didn't mess it up. You all saw it wrong. Or
denial.
You can be like,
yeah.
Yeah, denial. Man, I'm doing better. I gotta do better. I'm gonna read Cliff Notes on, you know, Eckhart Tolle's Power of Now or something. Like, something to get better. Do something to get better. Go to therapy twice a year. Read some books on, you know, psychological improvement, designing the mind, anything by Eckhart Tolle, Byron Katie's Loving What Is. These are all awesome books that'll help you get outside yourself and start to see the world as it really is in front of you, you know?
That's better for relationships right there.
Totally.
That way you're not so defensive. You're not lying all the time. You're not fooling everyone. You're not an asshole.
Yeah.
All right.
And look, you're just living a happier life. If you face the truth, you'll be happier. That's the point of the truth shall set you free. So we got we got crazy stuff going on. And look, when we're famous someday, we'll look at all these. It'll be really fun. The point is this. So we've been working so hard to get some things done. We got some things done on paper. And literally, a thing happened and someone essentially made me trustee on a series of assets that's substantial, over $1 billion.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, what was it, 2 weeks ago? It was before my knee surgery and before we missed. We were talking about how you come to the point where you're either bitch out and you sell out for the money.
Oh,
and you remember this program we had just one or two ago.
Yeah.
And it was like, I'm at a precipice where you're going to choose left or you're going to choose right. And you don't know which way it's going to turn out. Are you gonna bitch out and take the money, or are you gonna keep your freedom and you keep your free will? And you know, we left the show. I think it was actually the radio program, maybe not the podcast.
No, it was this one.
Was it?
It was this one.
Okay.
Yeah, because
it was like, am I gonna bitch out or am I going to?
Yeah. The analogy is you're gonna be on your knees again.
Right. If you do it once, you do it 20 times, man. It won't matter.
And I don't know that there's a wrong answer. Morally, there's a wrong answer, but there's just an answer and there's consequences on both sides.
Right. It's just two different paths. What do you like? Which path do you like? Like, you take the money path, there's a whole bunch of problems leaving your life, bro. If you get that money, there's a whole bunch of problems leaving your life. And then you got a whole bunch of new ones.
Yeah.
And that's what life is. It's just different roads. One's not right. One's not wrong. Look, there's obviously moral, right? Don't do harm to another human being in any way, shape, or form. Yeah. If it falls under that category, you're doing it wrong, bro. You cannot harm another person in any way. Words don't count. You are allowed to speak your words.
Yeah.
Sorry, but everyone should be kind. And so there's that. And so we came to the place where I'm like, this is a big show, man. We're going to do this. And I'm going to make some choices here. I'm going to live on my, I'm not going to be some slave. And so the funny thing is, this is a really great story because not very many people can tell the story. And so someone gave me control of $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And the only requisite was hanging out with them.
Yeah, but that's so broad. What is like?
Hanging out. Look, spend time with me. Talk to me. Hang out with me.
How much
time?
Well,
look, I don't
25
like,
hours in a day time
look,
or?
Look, more than you want.
Yeah, right.
And so this is what it came down to. It's
not
like
let's just go to
like,
lunch.
It's like, look, man, yeah, it's not like let go to lunch 4 or 5 hours on the phone every day. It's like a job, dude. It's a full-time job, you know?
It's a life.
It's a whole life.
It was a life.
And so the point was this. Listen, if you want the $1 billion, come be part of my life. And it came down to, you know what? I don't want the $1 billion. I'd rather keep my life and not be obligated to hang out with you.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you know, when relationships go a different direction, especially this size, everybody's got their stories, man. You're crossing this. He did this. She did that. Boo, boo, bee, bee, boo. This is what life is, man. You come out of it. And the truth is there are different stories because you're living entirely different stories, man. Your reality and mine and Sean D's in this room, There's three separate realities going on, man. You're looking at Todd. I don't even see Todd. I just see his hands waving around in front of my face. I don't even know what he looks like, you know? So everybody's having a different perspective and reality in this very room at this very moment. And so I'm saying, look, I got no problems with this person. It just wasn't worth $1 billion to hang out with him. So how many people in the world
that says a lot?
Dude, what else could you say?
Look,
they're a wonderful person. I just would it would take more than $1 billion to get me to hang out with them. And that's how you know. Look, and that's how the truth sets you free. Okay, look, what you now you know what $1 billion means to me. It means a lot less than hanging around with people I like.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not trading good times and the enjoyment in the room for $1 billion. So the next person's like, hey, bro, all you care about is money. I'm like, well, yeah, the evidence would suggest otherwise because I had it and I fucking didn't care. It wasn't worth it.
No, it sounds more like that $1 billion was for your soul. I mean, you're putting it lightly.
Look, I mean, it's $1 billion fucking dollars. How many?
Yeah.
Do you guys remember when Apple hit $1 billion cash on the stock market? Their stock went. Look, it's a huge number, man. And I'm like, no, not worth it. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can point it out. You can tear up the papers. You can undo the deal. I don't care. Okay. It's not worth it.
But if $1 billion was liquid cash, which it never was, it was just a paper that just said, need to, you get
just,
this.
We just need to zoom out of it. We just need to zoom out of it. I'm talking about anything of value. Well, how it was in my particular thing, I don't think it's even relevant.
But it might have been more enjoyable if you were in a private jet, traveling around, spending your time doing other things.
It was a matter of time. It was a matter of time till that happens, in my opinion. But whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm not an idiot. There was at least sufficient reason to believe it was legitimate, okay? I mean, that's all. And some people, you and I even have different opinions about part of that, you know, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. The point is this. You have to decide what you value in this life.
Yeah.
And when you realize what you value, you make that thing a priority and it will change. Something will be a priority for you and you'll chase it and you get it. And you're like, wow, that was not as big a deal as I thought it was. Now that I have it, I left a woman that I was married to because I didn't think it was going to work. And I thought she hated me in a lot of different reasons. And now I'm like, that was the dumbest thing I've ever done. This is the greatest person ever. I'm a real person. I regret it. It was a mistake. I was looking at the wrong stuff. I was lost.
Todd, in the moment, relationships can get crummy and they can get hectic and they can get real toxic and negative and all of that compounds and compounds and compounds. So you need, there has to be a way to diffuse that and come back to a place of appreciation, consideration, love, respect. If you live in the moment where it's all hostile and junky.
It's forced through the trees, man. How can you ever, you can't live in that, man. You can't live in that. You can't go home to your cave and have monsters trying to get you in your cave. You have to be safe in your cave. And your mind has to shut down for a minute and go for like 5 minutes. Nobody's behind me trying to shank me in the back. I'm in my cave. I'm safe. Yeah. I can relax for a second, okay? And you have to have that place. Mm-hmm. And when you don't, you're on high alert. You're high strung. Now every relationship you have is at risk for being compromised because you're on your edge. And then a simple, hey, I forgot to bring your pen back, turns into you are such a jerk. Why did you keep my pen? Yeah. You know, you're just like, I can't handle this today.
No,
you know,
everything's
and
boiling.
Everything becomes a grenade at that point. And so the point is this. I'm like, I came to the place where it's like, okay, right now, I'm either doing this or I'm not doing this. And I'm like, no, thank you. Keep your fucking $1 billion. I'm out of here. And I felt like feathers.
Yeah, super
that light. Very minute that I embraced the truth, it changed everything. I'm $1 billion lighter than I thought I was. Who fucking cares if that's the price?
No, look at how many worries you just shaved.
I'm on the trail and I'm like, oh my gosh, I haven't felt like this since we started hanging out in 5 minutes, man.
Yeah. And hey, all we're talking about is materialistic garbage, dude. Just a bunch of crap.
Oh my gosh. Listen. Craig said this so good. You know, Jesus Craig. He said this so good. He's like, look, you are either an eternal being that's power and energy inside your drone, which is temporary, or you're a permanent being that's going to die in 70 years and go away forever. Which one of those do you think it is? We know that there's something to us more than this body that we're driving around. And so where do you want to lay up your treasure? This is where Jesus said, lay up your treasures in heaven. If you're an eternal being made out of energy, do you think your fucking 401k means anything there? No, it doesn't, man. It's nothing. And so people here get used to focusing their value on real stuff that they can grab, dollar bills, yeah, or tangible. Look at my bank account, yeah, or I like, you know, these guys, yeah, on TikTok, like, oh, yeah, your balance is 8,600,000. Like, yeah, bro, I arrived.
Is that happens on TikTok? No,
people do it on TikTok, and you're just like, and look, truthfully, I'm like, dude, that's pretty ballin'. I think that's pretty cool to have $16 million or $8 million in cash in your account. That's awesome.
It is cool.
But my point is this. When you die or when you're sick, who fucking cares, man? It doesn't mean anything then. And so if you're a human, if you're a soul that's eternal in a body, what do you build? Where are you laying up treasure? Kindness?
Yeah,
goodness, love, joy, love. Okay, I'll take that in my bank account instead of a bank account in my bank account, because those priorities are totally different, man.
Way different. Saturday, I was at a funeral here in town.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is one of the fellas I met back in 98 or whenever I first moved into this town. He was a cool kid. Later, he became a police officer and then a detective. And I walked into this funeral. And it was, they opened all three sections of the stake center.
Oh, yeah, the church.
Yeah. All the way back. Yeah. It was a football field and easily 500-600 people in attendance.
That's a great funeral.
Just love. And that great funeral is a reflection of a great life.
That's what I'm saying. That's when when your funeral looks like that, you've lived a life.
Because if all you're doing is yapping about money and money and this is what I have and this is
and
what
look,
I have.
I fell into this, you know, for my first 40 years, 42 years, it was just money. It was just about getting that big. And look, I always, at that time, I didn't see it. I even thought, I don't care about money. I just like what money does for me. You know, like nobody cares about the actual money. I mean, there's probably some sickos out there that do. Power, control, ability to put your will on someone else. That's what money represents. It's all negative shit, man. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, well, I'm bigger than you, or I can make you do this. Cool, man. That's good. I've never been more broke than I am right now. And other than not being with the woman I love, life would be great if we were together, and nothing else would matter.
Yeah, that's what you feel like you're missing.
That's what I'm missing right now. And I'm the one that fucking did it. I'm the one that caused the problem. And so it sucks. I'm not saying that.
It's repairable.
Look, no relationship is free from both people.
Yeah.
Look, you're each 100% responsible for it failing, but I'm 200% responsible. And that's what it is. This is life. So recognizing the truth has brought me to a place where I'm like, look, I'm very clear on what my priorities are right now. Whatever makes that person happy, that's my priority. And I'm good living the truth. Now, you could say I'm weak. You could say a lot of things. People say trauma bond. You guys were through all this stuff. All that stuff's real. I don't care. You can call it psychology today can call it whatever they want to call it, trauma bond, whatever.
Yeah,
I don't want to be anywhere else. And that's my truth, you know? Mm-hmm. And look, I can't see it ever changing.
No, it doesn't change.
You know?
When you're with your person, when you're in love and you've put that much time and that much depth and commitment, and you know each other better than anybody else.
This goes back to the two roads thing where it's like one's not right and one's not wrong. Dude, change persons. You're still going to be you, man. Mm-hmm. You're still going to be you. And now you got a whole bunch of other stuff that you got to figure out again. It's a whole different road, okay? It's a whole different road.
It's not
and
better.
So, look, don't. Each person has to decide for themselves whether their relationship is right, okay? No one else should be. You can ask people. No one has the answer for you, man. You have to search the way you feel. And all I know is that when I feel like this with this person good, I've never had that anywhere else or anything like it. And so I better just work harder on the bad and figure out what I'm not seeing that would allow more peace.
But Todd, for you to get here, you had to get away from
it. I had to get out of it before I'm like, that's what it feels like gone?
Yeah.
Gosh, that's terrible. You know, you had to lose it, you know, like,
To appreciate them.
Look, I'm trying to think. There was a song that's just about this. Anyway.
Don't know what you got till it's gone.
Look, that's the one I was thinking, but that ain't it. Don't know what you got. Cinderella. That's the one that was running in my head. Cinderella, but that ain't the song I was talking about because I don't listen to Cinderella that often.
Yes, you
like
do. You.
But, no, not like you, dude. 90s jams doesn't just say jams.
No, I think that was an 80s hit. That was an 80s. That's 80s. Yeah. An 80s love
31
ballad.
Seconds. Anyway, listen. When you get in that moment and somebody puts you in a corner and you're thinking about lying and you think lying's going to be the way to go, you fucking remember my face right now and you stop it. You tell the truth right then. Your life will be more peaceful, okay? Your next 2 weeks will be way better. Just get it out in the open. Tell what you're thinking. Tell what you're feeling. And then everybody can deal with that. Your life will be better. I promise you the truth will set you free, man. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for jacking into another BK Awakening Souls podcast. Remember that you matter, that you can make a difference, and that we need you to be you. This has been a production from a podcast studio.